you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, is WrestleMania headed to Mars? When did The Miz learn he was winning the WWE title? Steve recaps NXT UK and we preview SmackDown. But first, could Thea Trinidad be heading to AEW? Larson, what's in the news?
So, I think it was last week. Was it last week? We talked about Thea Trinidad, of course. Yeah. Zelina Vega in WWE about her no compete clause potentially being up. And during a recent interview on Wrestling Observer Radio, Tony Khan, AEW president Tony Khan, spoke about the possibility of Thea coming to AEW. These transcripts are from Fightful. Quote, isn't she in a 90-day no compete? She was in a non-compete last time I checked. I've been waiting for that. I don't talk to people when they have the no compete. If hers expired, it must have just expired. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting on her no compete to expire. I'd have to check the math to see if it expired. Mm-hmm. When we go through this tournament and through this pay-per-view, I'd be interested to see where she's at.
Wow, she's going to be debuting at the pay-per-view. Interesting. Confirmed by Tony Khan. Man, yeah, he's all about this, huh? Certainly seems that way. Oh, man, that's good. Wait, is it expired? I'll check if it's expired. Has it expired? We got to check. Get out of here with this fool. He's already knee-deep in negotiations with her. Yeah, man. That's going to be awesome, man. That's going to be really cool. Hopefully
yeah, that'll be if she ends up in AEW, that'd be a good signing for them.
Good shot in the arm there for the women's division.
Yes. Absolutely. She's fantastic. She's fantastic.
You know what would also be fantastic, man? Huh. Having WrestleMania on another planet in our solar system.
I think that's possible at this juncture.
You think it's not possible? I know one person who thinks it's possible, and that's one Paul Levesque. That's right, The Game. During an appearance on The Good Time Show, Triple H had a bit of fun at Elon Musk's expense, cutting a promo on the former richest man in the world. These transcripts come to you via wrestlingnews.co. Before we do this, the genesis of this, did Elon Musk say something negative about WWE? Do we know?
You know, based on how it was framed on amongst the write-ups on various wrestling news sites, I thought so, but I couldn't find any source of Elon Musk being disrespectful in any way to the wrestling industry. I wonder if this is just, I didn't listen to the full show to get the context. I just wonder if it's a situation where they're like, hey, have some fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually when people cut like, you know, random promo on person, it's because they disrespect the business. Yeah. That's just what I put together. I mean, if Elon, you know, did speak ill of the pro wrestling business, in about, you know, 5 minutes of research, I couldn't find any evidence of that.
Well, if anybody does know the scoop, if there is some sort of origin story here with Elon Musk speaking ill will of the WrestleMania, let us know in the comments below. Anyways, this is what Triple H had to say. Let me address Elon Musk because I feel like there's some type of disrespect going on here. Because I don't know if he has a superiority complex because he's a rocket scientist, a self-taught rocket scientist, right? Big deal. He's the guy that sort of revolutionized the electric car all because he wanted to fly rockets to Mars. Big deal. Taught himself how to build cars, taught himself how to revolutionize the automotive industry, taught himself how to revolutionize space travel, comes up with reusable rockets, the whole thing. Then he goofs around on the internet, flips some things around, becomes the biggest billionaire, trillionaire, whatever he is, the richest guy in the world, which, by the way, he couldn't maintain for long. I'm sure he'll flip that around. At this point, Elon, you have to ask yourself, all those incredible accomplishments, and believe me, they are cool, but who have you beaten? Who have you ever beat? The answer is nobody. If you want to disrespect our business, that's one thing. I will anytime, any place, anywhere, fight you, Elon Musk. If you've got the guts, if you have what it takes to do this, and then you and I will talk about what I really want to talk about, which is taking one of your rockets, launching it from Florida, going up into space, heading to Mars with a team from the Performance Center, where we then put on the largest spectacle the universe has ever seen, WrestleMania Mars.
This is all very obvious
tongue in cheek. I listened to this bit just so before I preceded it, and it's obviously all very tongue in cheek. He was just having fun. So
I wish he would have been like completely in character as Takeover press conference, a Triple H conference call guy. So and he starts talking about analytics of actually going to Mars and doing it.
Yeah.
But no, clearly like all the hosts were laughing and giggling and stuff, and he was just cutting a promo on the I guess our this universe's equivalent to Tony Stark. Some people say.
Ah, yes. So all in good fun.
Would you like to see WrestleMania on Mars, Larson?
Well, I mean, it's not feasible at this juncture. So, I mean, it's not why bother considering whether I'd want to see it or not when it's not a possibility.
I'd like to see WrestleMania in the belt. You don't watch The Expanse, so you don't know what that
is. I don't.
For the Beltas! For the Beltas!
I don't know that voice.
You got to watch The Expanse, man. I think you dig it.
Yeah, maybe I would.
Mm-hmm.
Something I'm not sure if I will enjoy or not. Ms. WWE Champion.
Mm-hmm.
So during a recent appearance on Renee Paquette's Oral Sessions podcast, the Miz revealed that he learned he'd be winning the WWE title Elimination Chamber the very afternoon of the show.
Correct.
Correct. Transcripts via Wrestling Inc. So the Miz had to say, I had no idea. I went in there and no one was talking to me. Like all of the creative.
Is that abnormal? For Miz,
I mean, it may seem like it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, is anyone going to talk to me? And then I went in and figured out what was going on. I was like, oh, okay, this is it. You don't believe it's going to happen until you hear the 1, 2, 3. I mean, it's not outside the norm, it seems, for people to learn like huge things are happening to them or they're going to be involved in huge story beats day of the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
they're not usually looped into stuff. My favorite story about any title win, it's like the saddest one. It was when Jericho, I was reading Jericho's book like months ago, like one of his many books, and he was talking about when he won the Undisputed Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, it was the very end of that particular show. Was it, I guess, WrestleMania 8? Was it 18? It was, didn't it go after Rock Hogan, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he says he gets backstage and nobody was there. Like, I don't know how long Vince sticks around or if when the matches go, I have no idea. But he was like, yeah, maybe he was exaggerating a little bit. Maybe there was just, you know, the people necessary to be there. But like nobody was there milling about. And he was like, yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I just won the Undisputed Championship.
And oh, when he won
no,
it, that
Triple H. Triple H won it off him. So
yeah.
This would have been at probably No
Judgment
Way Out,
Day,
I think, or Judgment
yeah,
Day.
Yeah.
One of
whatever
those.
One he won it at. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said he gets backstage, and yeah, nobody was there. And so he just sort of like went to the locker room, got his stuff, went to the hotel room and ordered like a splurge
pizza.
Meal. Yeah,
he ordered
like
pizza.
Room
he's,
service.
He's saying it like a Ramada or something. I mean, he talked about the story, I think, on a podcast or someone did.
Yeah.
He just like went to his hotel, ate a pizza by himself.
And I think it was the same thing, though. I think he just didn't find out until like the day of the show. Like he gets there and it was the same thing. Nobody would talk to him and he would, this is sort of coming back now. And he, like, I think he had figured that it was going to go to Angle or something like that. And nobody would talk to him. And then event they just came up and they're like, yeah, we're going to do this. So, yeah, kind of funny. You know, creative just goes and does their thing. And then they bring in the performers to let them know.
Yep. Yep.
Anyways, there was another title change. I'm not sure when Pretty Deadly found out they were winning the tag titles from Gallus, who had held those titles for a very long time. But
very long time.
I'm about to update Larson on NXT UK because I know you're fascinated every week when I do this. So do you remember, Larson, Zaya Brookside and Nene mm-hmm. Samuels were going to mm-hmm. have a match to determine who gets to carry whose bags?
I do recall that, yes.
Well, Nene Samuels during this match, which opened up NXT UK, attempted to get her hand purse or handbag. Is that the handbag is a purse, right? It's a handheld bag.
Yeah.
She tried to get that from her bag guy, Henry, and Henry refused to give it to her. So she had to go out and get it, and she came back in, and that extra time, having to deal with Henry, the bad guy, led to Zaya Brookside being able to kick said bag out of her hand, and then give her, a jackknife pin for the three. So now Nene Samuels is Zaya Brookside's personal assistant for a whole month. Later on in the show, Ziya Brookside is leaving the venue, and they say, hey, how does it feel to have won this match? And she says, you know, I didn't even ask for this match. She did. And then around the corner, Nina Samuels comes carrying all of Ziya's bags and her bags. And they're falling everywhere. She loses a shoe. It's a mess. But it was a pretty entertaining match.
That's pretty funny.
After that, we had a pretty solid video about Trent Seven losing weight. He talks about being, he didn't really use the word depressed because that's kind of a heavy technical term. But he says, you know, there has definitely been days when he's just elected to sit on the couch and do a whole lot of nothing because not having personal connections during lockdown, you know, he mentioned people not looking at each other in the eye when they're out and about really brings him down. But they did a bunch of cool drone shots of him running through some really wonderful scenery. I don't know exactly where he's located, but he basically ran up what looked to be something between a mountain and a hill because it was really, wow, really high and there was a lot of snow on it. But it had a really beautiful overlooking some British scenery there.
It was like the training montage in Rocky IV.
It was a
huh?
bit like Rocky. At one point, he was running with his dogs, and then at some point, he lost the dogs, and it was just him running. I don't know if it was on the same run. His dogs just went off and did whatever. He talked about, you know, yeah, at one point, he just kept it real. He was like, yeah, you know, it's all about calorie deficit, you know, eating well, eating lots of plants. So it was a really cool video, and he does there was a couple shots of him in really tight shirts. The dude looks like he legitimately lost at least a stone or two. I forget what it was. I think a stone's like 12 pounds or something
like that. Yeah.
Anyways. So it seems like he's fully committed to doing this. I hope all the work he's putting in, at the very least, it'll land him a really awesome match against Jordan Devlin because they're both really terrific wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll get him that cruiserweight title as well. Next, Ilya backstage asked what happened during his match with Tyson T-Bone. Of course, that was the match where Sam Gradwell was egging him on at ringside, you know, giving him static for losing his cool. And Ilya, and once again, he was saying, yeah, man, I don't know, but you know, you have this guy just, you know, yapping at you from ringside. These things, I guess, are going to happen. What do you expect is going to happen? And then, of course, oh, yogurt. Oh, look at you losing control again. First you did it against Jack Stars, then Tyson T-Bone. You better not do it against me. And Ilya's like, what? Are you challenging me? Is that what's happening here? And he's like, oh, that's right. Soviet baby. Soviet baby. Called him a Soviet baby, which, I mean, seems like it should be offensive. I don't know what's offensive there or not in terms of poking at people. But
that's really confusing.
Yeah. It is confusing. So, because he said he was like, oh, you're losing your control like a baby in the ring, throwing you. And I forget what their name for the B is, for the banky,
the pacifier
is. So he's Sam Gradwell is about to get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Oh, big time. Like, I don't even know if Ilya's going to have to lose it on him, but he might turn it on, like, as soon as the match starts.
Immediately. Yeah, it seemed like that would be the case.
I'm looking forward to that, though. Gradwell's really got it coming. Anyways, after that, we had Tyler Bate, who had a picture-in-picture promo before this match, talking about he simply wants to follow the natural order of things and therefore wants a real opponent, so he's appealing to Johnny Saint to give him a real opponent. I don't think he was talking about this match, though, because he took on Bailey Matthews, who this might have been his debut in NXT UK. He honestly looks dead on like if somebody cast William Regal in like the 1980s.
Oh, this is his kid then. I think this is his kid.
Oh, really? Because I thought somebody had a kid somewhere.
I think that might be his kid because I saw something on Twitter about Bailey Matthews, something about William Regal.
Oh, okay. He's got
his kid.
And it's just in
yeah.
the
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm glad I got that. It's like uncanny almost.
Yeah, yeah, he looks a lot like him.
He's a tall dude. Has a great head, like his head of hair looks like the early 80s. Like it's sort of curlyish. He's got big chops. He looks like a million bucks. Like, I get the feeling this kid is going to go places.
Yeah.
And he had a really good match with Tyler Bate. I mean, Tyler Bate can kind of have a great match with anybody, but mm-hmm. he was holding his own in there against Tyler Bate from a storytelling perspective. So you can tell this not far from the tree, this particular apple. Good match, though. Tyler Bate wins with a Tyler Driver 98. So, he's moving on. I'm not sure what they're going to do with him. I don't know if they're just sort of spinning their wheels with Tyler Bate or what. All this talk about going back to nature and stuff, it's kind of weird. But regardless, he's a great wrestler.
He is a great wrestler.
I'm down for whatever they want to do with him. After that, we had like a really cool video package for somebody. I don't even know who it was, but I'm pretty sure there was some Turkish subtitles, but like because he was speaking in English, I didn't get a good look at him. Somebody in the comments will probably let me know exactly who this is. I probably actually could have done some research, but I didn't. Like at the end in, I think, Turkish, it said coming soon or to be continued. Hmm. So like whoever this is, their story is going to keep on. There's going to do more of them. So
Interesting.
I'll keep you updated on whoever this guy is.
Yes, please.
After that, we had Mr. Joseph Connors with an interview. But before he got to say too much, Piper Niven came up to him. She was looking for Ginny. And she like sort of gives him some, you know, some words. And he's like, you know what? You're not half the woman Ginny is. He says, when you look in the mirror, you see a commoner. And then Ginny attacked Piper Niven from behind. They all go at it. They're separated. Slimy Sid shows up and he's like, hey, you can't just be doing all this stuff, you know, getting into fights backstage. Mm-hmm. And she's like, listen, Slimy Sid, everybody can just do what they want around here except for me. You need to make a match. I want both Ginny and Joe Connors. And he's like, I can't make that match because he's like a dude. And then she's like, ah. And then she just sees the first person she saw, and it was Jack Starrs. And she grabbed him and said, fine, this is my partner. Make the match. And so I think we're going to get that in 2 weeks.
Interesting.
I think that's what they said. After that, we had Aoife Valkyrie taking on Lana Austin. I didn't exactly know what the story was here because I didn't see Valkyrie's match, like prior match, but she, like, commentary is really selling her having confidence issues here. There is a sequence where Lana Austin kept on trying to roll her up and Valkyrie kept on trying to figure out how she kept on getting rolled up. In the end, though, she hit a spinning heel kick and a top rope axe kick, which has a name, but half the time when they shout out the name, I really don't know what they're saying. She ended up getting the win on Lana Austin. A good match. Valkyrie apparently is having a hard time getting out of her own head, though. So we'll see. We'll see how that
crisis
progresses.
Crisis of confidence.
It definitely seemed that. They actually referred to her confidence a couple times here. After that, Kenny Williams and Amir Jordan, they're a tag team. And Kenny has mentioned that he's now cleared. Next week, they have a match against Oliver something and the other guy. I forget what they are as a tag team. What, there's a Smith in there, I think.
Oh, is it Ashton Smith?
Ashton Smith and Oliver.
Oh, it's not tip my tongue.
I always want to say Oliver Miller, but it's not because I was a basketball player. Oliver something. You look it up. And then
Gray,
after,
or Oliver Carter.
Oliver Carter sounds right.
Oliver Gray was
he was NXT. He was
it's Oliver Carter.
Yeah, guy. Okay. All right, so we got Pretty Deadly defeating Gallus to become the new NXT UK Tag Champions. Of course, they didn't do this on the clean. It was a really fun match and everything. Pretty Deadly are really great heels, man. They're really, like, you just want to see them get their asses kicked. So they did some sneaky snuff, towards the end, Wolfgang went chasing one of them around ringside where the other guy, like, basically pounced him. It was pretty impressive because Wolfgang's a big ass dude.
Yeah.
The other dude comes in out of nowhere like a train, like Braun Strowman, and sort of pounces his ass out of over the other side of the barricade. The dude who's not legal distracts the ref while the other dude grabs the titles to take out what's his name, Mark Coffey. They get like a DDT onto the other title, so he gets like two title shots. Shots of the head or whatever.
And then
the other guy does his finish off the top, I think, for the win here. So, yeah, kind of surprising there. Pretty Deadly. I mean, they've been pushing these guys for a little while here, so this isn't entirely all that shocking. Mm-hmm. But Gallus have had these titles for a long time. So, yeah. And then I think next week is going to be the match. They announced Kaylee Ray is going to be taking on Meiko Satomura.
That'll be good.
So that should be a banger. Not really sure what they're going to do there with Piper Niven really hot on the heel. I think Piper's going to be the one to take that title off Kaylee Ray. But regardless, this should be a killer match next week. It should be a really
definitely
good
should. Definitely so, should. You want to talk SmackDown now? We have a SmackDown preview here.
Yeah, we got a SmackDown coming up tonight. What's up first?
So Royal Rumble winner Bianca Belair to make her WrestleMania decision tonight.
It's about dang time. Yeah, I'm assuming that because she's making that decision on SmackDown.
It's going to be Sasha.
It's probably going to be Sasha Banks.
It's going to be Sasha. Also, Street Profits. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go ahead. You can do it.
Oh, this well, no, I take up all that time talking NXT all UK. Right. You do this.
Street Profits to battle Sami Zayn and King Corbin.
Okay.
And finally, probably because I missed it last week, so they're running it back so I could watch it. Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio to once again take on Otis and Chad Gable.
Hey, you know what though? Last week was great because Otis is now a heel.
Yep.
Like Gable, he had like Otis gave Rey like a splash.
Mm-hmm.
And then or press or whatever. And then Gable gets in there and has Otis do it again. But Gable, not paying attention to the tag rules, gets his team DQ'd. That doesn't faze Gable or Otis. And Gable has Otis then go up and do like either a Vader bomb or like a top rope thing or something and completely annihilates Rey Mysterio.
Wow.
It was fairly entertaining, if a little bit confusing. So maybe they'll take a little bit of the confusion out of tonight. But I full on feel like this is going to be leading to Gable and Otis going on a bit of a run here.
Yeah. Entirely possible.
That's sort of my feeling right now, which is kind of great because I can't stand Dominic. I feel like he's bringing his dad down. Anyways, hopefully y'all join us tonight for our recap of that on the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steven Larson, probably around 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. So you can hang out with us then. And if you're a member of Friendo Club TV, you can hang out with us today around 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We're going to be playing some GTA with friendos. So that's a lot of fun. Click the join button on the YouTube. Or you can throw us a Twitch sub. Or you can become a $5 and up patron over at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Before we leave, just want to remind you, hit that subscribe button. Give us a like using that thumbs up button. Really helps the show grow. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.